stanice?
Zato što nemaju stana i nemaju gdje i spavaju po vagonima.
Ko ima stana?
Generalni direktori imaju stana.
Koji generalni?
Pa oni koji su u preduzeću. Džubretari oni imaju.
Kakve su plate?
Kakve su plate? Pa njima imaju po 350, a nama po 35.000 platu. Hoću o tome da ukinem, jer imam protiv toga primjedbu.
Kakve su današnje ženske?
Al ti Vera, kakve voliš?
Tačno.
Sve u mini suknjama imaju butine kakve voliš. Pa šta ti druga ti pričaš?
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pokine. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Usako drugo sredo, točno o pol.
Romunska invazija v Veliko Britanijo, ki je ni bilo. Da kolektivne entitete, kot so država ali naddržavne tvorbe, v času gospodarske krize iščejo sovražnika v tistih, ki ne predstavljajo del tako imenovanega večinskega prebivalstva, ni nič novega. Marginalizirane skupine ljudi so najhitreje žrtve zmanipuliranega ksenofobnega političnega diskurza, ki ga najbolj eksplicitno proizvajajo konzervativne politične stranke. V današnjem Balkan Expressu se bomo ukvarjali z emigracijo romunskih delavk in delavcev v Veliko Britanijo, kar so britanske konzervativne politične stranke v svojih predvolivnih programih v času letošnjih evropskih parlamentarnih volitev proglasile za nevarnost romunske invazije. Še leto prej pa so razna desničarska trobila in tabloidi burili domišljijo, da bo s 1. januarjem 2014 napovedan dvig omejitve za poslovanje in gibanja prebivalcev Romunije in Bolgarije znotraj omenjene otoške države omogočil invazijo migrantov. Minilo je že več kot pol leta, odkar se je omenjena omejitev v Veliki Britaniji odpravila. Carlos Vargas Silva, raziskovalec Oxfordskega migrantskega observatorija, nam pove, do kakšne invazije je v resnici prišlo.
Well, we now have our two things. We have a labor market survey that tells us how many Bulgarians and Romanians are working in the UK compared to last year. And what we can see from that is that during the year 2013, that number increased by about 30,000. So just before the end of restrictions, there was a large increase in the number of Bulgarians and Romanians that were working in the UK. But after the restrictions, the number that has not increased much. So basically, they came before the restrictions were over, not after the restrictions. And the second data point that we have is the national insurance numbers that they're getting. And what we have seen is that there has been a large increase during the first quarter of 2014 on national insurance applications from citizens of Bulgaria and Romania. But most of those citizens were in the UK already. So they were working in 2013 already in the UK, but they just applied for the national insurance numbers in 2014.
Do začetka leta 2014 so se v Veliki Britaniji Romuni in Bolgari lahko le samo zaposlili. Za delo pri tamkajšnjem delodajalcu pa so potrebovali delovno dovoljenje kot prebivalci držav, ki niso del Evropske unije. Delovno dovoljenje so po večini dobili le visoko kvalificirani delavci, kot so zdravniki. Vendar Romuni v preteklosti niso kazali pretiranega zanimanja do otoške države, saj so bile tradicionalne destinacije imigracije, latinsko govoreče evropske države, najbolj Španija in Italija. Več o tem nam pove Ruxandra Trandafoju, izredna profesorica komunikologije na Univerzi Edge Hill, ki se dalj časa ukvarja z romunskimi migracijami.
The UK has never been a traditional migration destination for Romanians, partly because of the distance, the cultural barrier. It's much difficult for Romanians to learn English, for example, And then there were the legal barriers as well. It was very difficult to obtain a visa to come to the UK. It was possible for employers here to recruit in areas where there was a shortage of laborers, like, for example, agriculture or the food industry. Of course, in January 2014, limits were lifted. However, the influx that was expected of Romanian workers has not happened, partly because of what I was saying before. It's a very tough labor market. It requires a good use of English, particularly if you're coming for certain professions. For Romanians who speak a Neo-Latin language, it's much easier to learn Italian or Spanish rather than learn English. So generally, people who have a good knowledge of English are professional people, and they would have had access to this market anyway. We're talking about doctors, nurses, etc. For laborers, it's quite costly to come to the UK because the plane tickets, their cost is quite high. It's the distance. Romania is at the other end of the continent. There are cultural barriers. There's issues of integration that I found through my research with Romanian migrants. A lot of them complain that culturally that they feel quite alien in this country. And the UK didn't have the structures that other countries in Europe, like, for example, Germany, Spain, and Italy had in terms of diasporic structures. So already groups that existed here with strong links, with strong associations. So simply the influx that was expected in January 2014 did not happen for various either economic, cultural and whatever issues.
Število Romunov v Veliki Britaniji se po sedmih letih od vstopa v Evropsko unijo ni bistveno povečalo. Od začetka vstopa jih je tam letno bilo registriranih na delu okoli 80 tisoč, do konca leta 2013 pa se je število podvojilo. Carlos iz Oxfordskega migracijskega observatorija je poudaril, da po 1. januarju letos ni bilo nobenega vdora na letališčih. Hkrati pa se število romunskih in bolgarskih delavcev letos ne bo radikalno povečalo. Iz britanskega državnega statističnega urada so celo beležili upad migrantov omenjenih nacionalnih skupin. A še vedno je prehitro, da bi delali sklepe, jasno pa je, da se število zaposlenih Romunov po odpravi omejitev ni radikalno povečalo, kot se je v preteklosti povečalo število migrantskih delavcev iz drugih držav. Tak primer so poljski delavci, katerih število je v Veliki Britaniji drastično naraščalo že v prvih letih po vstopu Poljske v EU leta 2004. Po zadnjih statističnih podatkih iz leta 2012 naj bi bilo poljskih delavcev okoli 850 tisoč. Vendar je vredno omeniti, da ima Poljska drugačno tradicijo imigracij v otoško državo kot Romunija, saj se jih je okoli 200 tisoč tja priselilo že po drugi svetovni vojni, ter so že davno postali državljani Združenega kraljestva. To pomeni, da so po vstopu Poljske v EU obstajala socialna omrežja z britanskimi Poljaki, kar je najverjetne pripomoglo k visokemu pritoku omenjenih delavcev. A preden nadaljujemo s socialnimi omrežji pri romunskih delavkah in delavcih, nadaljujemo z razlogi za emigracijo v Veliko Britanijo. Največ romunskih delavcev še vedno živi v Italiji in Španiji. V prvi državi naj bi jih bilo okoli milijon, v drugi pa 800 tisoč. Vendar se, kot omenjeno, trendi migracije spreminjajo. Čemu in kje se trenutno največ Romunov v Veliki Britaniji zaposluje? Carlos.
We know about migration in general is that people just go where the jobs are, right? And if you look at Europe at the moment, especially the Eurozone is suffering a crisis with the exception of a few countries. So the UK is one of the most robust economies in the region along with Germany. So you would expect that any migration that takes place from Bulgaria and Romania will be particularly targeted at the UK and Germany. What we know about migrants from Eastern Europe in general is that they're well-educated migrants. They tend to be, skills, they tend to have education. But when they come to the UK, they do low-skilled jobs. So they are in the low-paid sector. And of course, that is a sector which is exposed to abuse and to a lot of things, and not only for East Europeans, but just for workers in general, including British workers. But just the fact that they are concentrated in that sector means that they are exposed to more abuse.
Kaj pravzaprav dan danes sili prebivalke in prebivalce Romunije, da še vedno množično iščejo zaposlitve predvsem v državah Zahodne Evrope in iz katerih sektorjev največ prihajajo? Več o tem nam pove Vintila Mihajlescu, romunski profesor antropologije.
If all these people would have the possibility of a good job in Romania, they would stay, of course. But the wages for the mean wages in Romania are the lowest, with Bulgaria again, the lowest in Europe, meaning something like 250, 260 euro per month, which is not much. And especially in the countryside, the situation is much, much worse. So most of these migrants are from the rural regions and small villages, or I don't know to what extent you know or this is known, but Romania is the largest rural and agrarian population society in Europe, twice so large in percentage than Poland, for instance. So we have a lot of people, half of the Romania is living in the countryside, and in the countryside the economical situation is very hard. So it's a kind of almost a physical movement from high pressure to lower pressure. So they are pressed to go, in a way, by the very difficult economical situation in the countryside, in the villages. So for them, this is just a way of living, but it's not a definitive one, and this is very hard to understand. So they are working in order to have a proper house, let's say, and a proper future for the children. Nobody is saying, or very few are saying, they will stay forever. But nobody, or almost nobody, is saying neither that I'm sure I will come back tomorrow. We'll see. So it's this kind of back and forth mobility, with people coming from time to time back home in their villages or towns or whatever, but still working abroad. And the second point here is that it's a kind of household strategy. So not the whole family, not everybody is leaving, but one or the other, or the parents and the grandparents and their kids are staying in Romania. And this communication between Romania and the other countries where these people are migrating, this kind of communication is still very, very important for everybody. And just to give you an image of this, in the good years before the crisis, this meant something like almost 7 billion euro remittances for in Romania, meaning that all these people working abroad were sending in 1 year something like 6-7 billion euro, meaning that they were still rooted in their homes, in their villages, in their country, but working abroad because it was much more efficient for them. So for them it's a difficult situation. But it's better than just staying in their villages and starving. Or not starving, but having a very hard life.
Ta še doda, da dobra četrtina delovno aktivnega prebivalstva živi izven Romunije. O kakšni obliki migracije pa lahko govorimo, Mihajlescu?
Usually this migration is not an individual one. If for doctors, let's say, or architects or informaticians, it is an individual. Me as a professional, me as an individual, I'm choosing to go I don't know where. In this case, it's a network migration, meaning that somebody from my family will be the first, and then the other part of family will come, and then the neighbors, and remaking some kind of communities, of local communities in the countries where they are going. It doesn't mean that a whole village is migrating as such, but always by communities, by networks, and rebuilding networks and kind of communities in the countries of migration, wherever, whatever this country would be. So this is true for England. There are some towns and some neighborhoods where you find most of the Romanians.
Govorimo lahko o mrežnih migracijah in diasporičnih skupnostih, kjer že naseljeni prebivalci v tujini služijo v oporo prihajajočim. Diaspore so nam znane bolj po slovenski diaspori v Argentini, kamor so zbežali politični izgnanci. Diaspore, ki so nastale po padcu komunističnih režimov, pa so predvsem namenjene povezovanju emigriranih delavcev z domačo državo. Bolj natančno, imajo vsaj dvojno funkcijo. Služijo lahko prihajajočim delavcem, da se lažje vključijo v tuje okolje, hkrati pa že naseljenim dajejo občutek povezave z domačim okoljem. V takšnih skupnostih pogosto iz domače države uvažajo nacionalne simbole, hrano in še kaj. Oblike romunskih diaspor nam nakratko riše Mihajlescu.
So if you are talking about diaspora, you are talking about different kinds of diaspora and different kinds of migration, because without going far in history, I mean, during communism there was an elite diaspora, and this was exile. It was different, totally different after 90, of course, but these are two different phenomena. I mean, a kind of brain draining which you have wherever in the whole world, and it concerns mainly doctors, but not only, and informaticians and some two or three other categories of professions which are very asked everywhere.
Romunske diaspore v Veliki Britaniji se zaradi svoje tradicije v latinsko govorečem predelu Evropske unije niso močno razvile. Po pogovoru z nekaj mladimi Romuni, ki nameravajo oditi na delo v omenjeno otoško državo, smo ugotovili, da bi radi zaslužili več denarja. Zelo nizke plače, pomankanje služb in predstave o nekoruptivnem zahodu silijo nove generacije mladih, da si iščejo službo drugje. V večini primerov pravijo, da gre za začasno migracijo ter delo v tujini. Namreč o prihodnosti še ne razmišljajo, v Romuniji pa ni niti sedanjosti, kaj šele prihodnosti. Enako pa britanska podjetja aktivno pošiljajo svoje agente v vzhodnoevropske države, saj želijo zapolniti primankljaj domače delovne sile s cenejšo in ustrežljivejšo delovno silo.
Shot my friend. They get vacation. frightening his children cry. His children cry.
Še vedno poslušate oddajo Balkan Express na Radiu Študent. Ugotovili smo, da ni bilo nobene tako imenovane velike romunske invazije v Veliki Britaniji. Na njo so prejšnje leto opozarjale konzervativne politične stranke in nekatere medijske hiše, saj je bila začetkom leta 2014 odpravljena omejitev za poslovanje in gibanja za vse prebivalke in prebivalce Romunije in Bolgarije. Konzervativne medijske hiše so po prvih mesecih leta 2014 objavljale, da se je povečalo število prijavljenih Romunov na državno zdravstveno zavarovanje in ostale socialne servise. Vendar se je izkazalo, da je šlo za tiste, ki so se že leta 2013 samo zaposlili v Veliki Britaniji in do leta 2014 tega niso mogli storiti. Roksandro Trandafoju smo prosili, naj nam opiše razvoj ksenofobičnega diskurza proti Romunom.
There wasn't much about Romanians in the press in the last decade. The only stories that you could read were about Roma Romanians who come here asking for political asylum mainly. But this was something common to most other Western European countries. The press really started having an interest, a more pronounced interest in Romanians in 2007 with the enlargement. This happened because in 2004, when the EU opened towards Eastern Europe, there was a big influx of Eastern Europeans in the UK, particularly Polish, which puts pressure on local social, medical, and educational services in the UK. So there was a general concern on the part of the government and local agencies about what a similar influx might do in 2007, hence the limits that were put on Romanians. And then when these limits were lifted in January 2014, there was a lot of concern about how a possible influx again might affect these local social services. However, while this concern might be justified to a certain extent because you need to know how many kids are coming into your local school or how many patients you might get in your local hospital, the press really blew the whole thing up, partly because in the UK the majority of the press is right wing, and partly because of the context in which this whole affair happened. Don't forget that the elections for the European Parliament were coming up. There are national elections in the UK next year. We have a right-wing conservative government at the moment. We've just been through an economic crisis, And therefore, any group that could be targeted by the right-wing press and right-wing parties would become a victim.
Takšno retoriko smo lahko zasledili tudi od Nigela Faragea, predsednika stranke neodvisnosti Velike Britanije v času evropskih volitev. Namreč izjavil je, da je zaskrbljen, če bi se Romuni priselili v angleške soseske. Vintila Mihajleska smo prosili naj komentira to vrstni politični diskurs v odnosu do delovskih migrantov znotraj Evropske unije.
This is a political statement. It is not and not just and not only Britain. It's more and more spread in all Europe, and the Euro elections some months ago just proved to what level, to what intensity this kind of xenophobic parties, more or less populist parties, do have electors, do have they are backed up by a large part of the population. So here I think we have a very, very scaring to some extent situation, and I'm not speaking about Romanians or Bulgarians, because this can be true for whoever, and it's not from a Romanian point of view I'm pointing to this. So building this kind of danger answers to some kind of internal fears, not external attacks. The risk of an invasion we have seen is almost inexistent. On the other side, there is an economical point here, and this all every last economist will explain much better than I can, that this kind of migrant population, as for instance Romanians and Bulgarians, but not only, are covering a large part of the economical needs of these countries. So there are a lot of works underpaid, which are very important precisely for this country's economies. So in Italy, for instance, where these things are clear, without Romanians, for instance, because there are almost something by almost 1 million, without Romanians and this category of workers, Italian economy would have some big problems. So from the economical point of view, these migrants are useful for these societies. Well, of course, it's very useful for themselves. But they are also very useful for the societies. On the political level, on the contrary, everything it's put on their shoulders. So they are becoming the scapegoats for political fears, but they are useful for economical reasons. So how will politicians cope with this double standard? I'm very curious to see, but for the time being, it seems that they have chosen the political reasons and leaving the economical reasons for later on.
Edini zločin migrantskega delavca je, da si želi poiskati možnost do večjega zaslužka v tujini, kjer je ponavadi izkoriščan na različne načine. Želja po iskanju te možnosti ni vedno odvisna od njega, ampak od družbenih, političnih in ekonomskih okoliščin. Hkrati pa tako imenovana gostujoča država kmalo pozabi, da so ji prav ti migranti rešili gospodarstvo in jih obtožuje, da so pijavke socialno-varstvenih programov. Da se prepričamo o ksenofobiji še iz terena, smo vprašali Jona, romunskega aktivista, ki že nekaj let živi v Londonu, kako so politični in medijski diskurs ter rasistične prakse prisotne v vsakdanjem življenju.
I've been living in London, so I can't really say that there's been a lot of changes that I've noticed in London. I think people in big cities like London, Manchester, you don't see this type of attitude. Groups like far right, you don't see them that much in big big cities like this. There's so much there's such a mixture of cultures and diversity where you're not really affected that much. But I can tell you probably by reading the news that there's every day you see another article about Romanians or Bulgarians or gypsies moving to Britain to exploit the system or living rough or committing petty crimes. So I can see that there is a big push like for anti-immigration. You just have to open newspapers and you see them every day. And that's probably a bit annoying, I think. For example, I have friends that have settled recently in Britain and they had a hard time trying to find jobs. It's getting harder and harder because you're labeled as an immigrant or as a Romanian and there's a lot of mistrust. So I can see that it's getting harder for them to find jobs here.
Gospodarska kriza, ki traja že dobrih 6 let, povzroča spremembe v migracijskih tokovih, vendar ne spet tako radikalnih. Velika Britanija predstavlja državo, ki naj bi imela relativno stabilno ekonomijo, možnost dobrega zaslužka, hkrati pa je center kulturnega mešanja in dogajanja. Prebivalke in prebivalci Romunije so po padcu železne zavese največ emigrirali v Italijo in Španijo. Gospodarska kriza v Evropski uniji ter ukinjena omejitev za prepoved za poslovanja in gibanja v omenjeni otoški državi naj bi po besedah britanskih konzervativnih trobil povzročili poplavo Romunov v urejene viktorijanske vrtičke in soseske. Do tega ni prišlo, hkrati pa takšne ksenofobne izjave, ki ciljajo specifično skupino ljudi po nacionalni pripadnosti, brišejo realne izvore krize in ustvarjajo ideje o vzrokih, kjer jih ni. Balkan Express je pripravil Jakil.
Specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.